Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today, I want to talk about your success ratio in network marketing. This training is going to benefit anybody in the MLM industry, but also if you're in sales or you own a business, I believe this information will help you as well. This is the purpose of the training. I want you to be able to figure out the numbers in your business so that your business can be predictable. You need to know exactly how many people you must approach to hit your goals and objectives in your business. So let's start with the key points up front. Most people who join our industry, they have zero sales, marketing, and entrepreneurial experience. This is like a new, completely new thing to them when they get started. So they're coming from an employee perspective, which is fine. But when you work on commission, when you have your own business, when you're in sales, things work a little bit differently. So it's important to have their proper mindset when you come into this business. Another key point that I've noticed in 21 years of doing this is that most people who join this type of business, they're in and out of the business in less than 90 days. And let's just keep it real for a minute. It's hard to be successful in anything if you're in and out in 90 days or less. You got to be committed. You got to give yourself at least a couple of years to succeed, to learn the ropes. I was once told the first objective or your goal for the first year in any new business is simply to learn and survive. And I think it takes at least a year in any new business to figure out what you've gotten yourself into, to learn the ropes, to get the basics mastered so you can be successful. I've also found that most people who join our industry, they just don't put in the work consistently. Yes, they would like the potential of our industry, but they don't treat it like a $1 million business. It's like a little part-time side hustle hobby thing to them. And then they wonder why they don't make significant money in the business because they don't put in the work and they don't do it consistently. I have found in 20 plus years of doing this that this business actually is predictable if you have a plan, if you track your results and you work the numbers to your advantage. And the people who succeed in our industry, they think much differently than the people who are in and out of our industry in 90 days or less. So those are the key points up front, but let's get into the training. This slide right here, I believe it can be life-changing if you take the time to understand it and then you implement it and apply it in your own business. And we're going to talk about your success ratio. Now, every rep in our industry has a success ratio. They might not know what it is off the top of their head, but every rep, if they talk to X amount of people, they are going to sponsor Y amount of new distributors and customers. Now, of course, someone who's skilled, someone with a lot of experience, they're going to be able to talk to a lot less or a lot fewer people and sign up a lot of people. Whereas someone who's new, they might have to go through a much larger number of prospects to sign up new people because they just don't have the skills. Maybe they don't have the proper mindset or training yet. They're learning. They're like an apprentice. So the master is always going to be better than the apprentice because they put in the time. They've mastered those skills. They've developed that mindset. So this is how you calculate your success ratio. How many people do you need to approach to get X amount of people to watch a presentation, to sign up X amount of new distributors and customers in your business? So let me just give you a couple examples. Let's say you're brand new to the business. You might have to approach 20 people to have 4 people watch a presentation to sign up 1 new distributor. And that's really not that bad, 1 out of 20. Some people have the conception or the mindset that everyone they talk to is going to join or be interested. And the truth is most people are not. Even if you're real good at signing up people, you're only going to sign up about 1 or 2 out of every 10 people. Not everyone is going to join or be a customer. That's just a cold, hard fact. If you are an experienced networker, someone like myself, because I've been doing this a long time, not better than anyone. I just have been putting in the work many years, and I've refined my skills just like you can do if you choose to make the same decision. So if you're an experienced networker, you might need to approach 8 people to have 3 people watch a presentation to sign up 1 new distributor. Now, here's what's cool. Someone who is new can outperform someone who's experienced simply by churning more numbers, by putting in more numbers. Even if they have a lower conversion ratio, they can sign up more people because they talk to a lot more people. So this is how you calculate your success ratio. This is what I want you to do for the next 30 days. Maybe you've never done this before. Most people haven't. But for the next 30 days, I want you to keep track of all of your statistics in your business. You can do this in an Excel document. You can do this in a notebook. You can do this on a dry erase board. It really doesn't matter how you do it, but keep track each day. How many people did you invite to watch a presentation? how many people actually watched a presentation, and then how many of them actually joined as a customer or as a distributor. So once again, how many people did you invite to a presentation? How many actually watched the presentation? And how many actually signed up and joined and bought whatever it is you're selling, either your opportunity or your product or service? Let's just give you another example. So your first month doing this, so starting today for the next 30 days, you make a commitment. Hey, Chuck, I'm going to approach 50 people. I'm going to invite 50 people to take a look at my company's recorded presentation. Maybe it's a webinar, maybe it's a conference call, maybe it's a Zoom, maybe it's a video. It doesn't really matter, but I'm going to invite 50 people to watch a presentation. And let's just assume that 10 of those 50 people actually watched the presentation. And from that, two people joined your business as customers or distributors. You now know, because you've done this for a month, you have to approach 25 people to get 5 people to watch a presentation to sign up one new person. If you want to sign up 4 people in a month, you now know that 1 in 25 is your ratio. Using the same example, you would have to approach 100 people in a month to sign up 4 new distributors if your ratio was 1 in 25. Folks, this makes your business predictable. Once you know that number, all you have to do is keep churning through that number. Let's go back to the same example. If you sign up 1 in 25 that you approach and you want to sign up 8 people in a month, you know you would need to approach 200 people in a month. If you break that down, that comes out to about 5, 6, 7 people a day. That's something even a part-timer can do. That's very doable. The only question is, will you consistently approach that many new prospects each day? So let's just put this in perspective. If you know that you must approach 20 people to sign up one new distributor, you can now work smart. You can run circles around the top recruiters and the top earners in your company simply by putting in more numbers and more production than they do. So if your goal is to sign up 4 new distributors each month, using the example of 1 in 20, you would need to approach 80 people per month. Assuming you work your business 5 days a week, 4 weeks a month, you would need to approach 4 prospects per day to recruit your 4 new distributors per month, which is about 1 a week. Folks, that's something anyone can do, even a part-timer. So once you know your ratio, all you need to do is set your goal. So let's just go through the numbers one more time. If you sign up 1 in 25 and you want to sign up 10 people a month, you would need to take that 10 multiplied by 25 is 250 people you would need to approach in a month. If you divide that by the number of days in a month, which is 30 as an example, you would need to approach about 8 to 9 people a day to sign up your 10 people per month. Folks, anybody can approach 8 to 9 people per day if they decide they're going to do it and they have the self-discipline to actually follow through with it. So starting today, this is what I want you to do. Keep track of your stats, keep improving your skills. And as you go through these numbers, your skills are going to improve naturally. You're going to learn the objections. You're going to learn what to say. You're going to start learning more about the different personality types. You're going to know what prospects are typically better prospects than other types of people. And you need to talk to better quality prospects. And I want you to talk to new prospects and do it consistently. This is where the magic happens. That compound effect kicks in when you talk to new prospects every day, 5, 6 days a week, week in, week out, month in, month out. In conclusion, most people, they quit our industry. In fact, most people never even really get started. They just kind of get excited. They sign up and they fizzle out, normally in a week or two, sometimes 2 or 3 months. But if you want to be successful, you need to work from a plan. You need to know your numbers, know your success ratio, and work smart in your business. This makes your business predictable. Keep track of your success ratio and look for ways to improve it. When you start, you might sign up 1 out of 20. After you've been doing this for a year, you might sign up 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 10. And the longer you keep doing this, the better that conversion rate is going to be because you have the skills, the mindset, and you're approaching better quality people. So now you know, don't let this information pass you by. I hope you will go through this training a couple times. I hope you'll share it with your team members. And I hope starting today, you will keep track of your stats in your business so your business can become predictable, so you can get a predictable result in your business, so you can make more money, watch your team grow, and be happier. I appreciate you checking out my training today. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. You can also check out the links in the description box below this video to learn more about what I'm doing. You can also head on over to charlesholmes.net. That's my little website with, it's my hub of operations where it shows all the different tools and resources I offer to help people grow their business. My name is Chuck. I'm a 21-year industry veteran. I'm a top earner, a top recruiter, and I love this industry, and I love teaching and helping people. I hope you got value from this. Be sure to check out my other content and training as well. Have a great day, and I'll see you at the top.